देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तना हृदियंतःस्थोय भद्राणि विधूनोति सुहृत्सताम्।
हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 11th कैंटो चैप्टर 5 वर्सेस नंबर 50, 51 एंड 52। सो विद दिस द चैप्टर 5 विल फिनिश टुडे एंड वर्स नंबर 50 इज ऑन द बोर्ड। सो वील रिसाइट दिस वर्स।
भूभारासुर राजन्य हन्तवे गुप्तये सताम् अवतीर्णस्य निर्वृत्यै यशोलोके वितन्यते। भूभारासुर राजन्य हन्तवे गुप्तये सताम् अवतीर्णस्य निर्वृत्यै यशोलोके वितन्यते। भूभारासुर राजन्य हन्तवे गुप्तये सताम् अवतीर्णस्य निर्वृत्यै यशोलोके वितन्यते। तन्यते हन्तवे गुप्तये सताम् अवतीर्णस्य निर्वृत्यै यशोलोके वितन्यते। भूभारासुरराजन्य हन्तवे गुप्तये सताम् अवतीर्णस्य निर्वृत्यै यशोलोके वितन्यते।
मातजीस् वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। भूभार, हू आर द बर्डन ऑफ द अर्थ। असुर, demons, Rajanya, members of the kingly order, Hantave, in order to kill, Guptaye, for the protection, Satam, of the saintly devotees, Avatirnasya, of him who has descended, Nirvrityai, also for awarding liberation, Yashaha, the fame, Loke, throughout the world, Vitanyate has become spread. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead descended to kill the demoniac kings who were the burden of the earth and to protect the saintly devotees. However, both the demons and the devotees are awarded liberation by the Lord's mercy. Thus, His transcendental fame has spread throughout the universe. Purport. A doubt may arise as to how the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends to this material world. And since He is the omnipotent creator of millions of universes, why do the devotees glorify as wonderful the Lord's activities, such as His killing a witch named Putana by sucking out her life through her breast? Although such activities are certainly beyond the scope of ordinary human beings, why should they be considered wonderful when executed by the omnipotent personality of Godhead? The answer is given in this verse by the word nirvrityai. The Lord killed the demons not because He was envious of them, but in order to give them spiritual liberation. Thus, the causeless mercy of the personality of Godhead in liberating both the devotees and the demons by His inconceivable pastimes clearly distinguishes the Lord from any other living entity, either man or demigod. It is stated, Mukti Pradata Sarvesham Vishnur Evana Samshayah. Only Vishnu can give liberation beyond birth and death. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has pointed out that generally the demons are awarded impersonal liberation in the Brahman effulgence, whereas the devotees are given the superior benediction of love of Godhead in the spiritual planets. Thus, the Lord exhibits His causeless mercy toward all classes of living entities, and His fame is spread throughout the universe. Because Krishna is transcendental, His fame is not different from His personal incarnation. So, as the Lord's fame expands, the entire universe is gradually liberated. These are some of the unique characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation of verse number 51 and 52. Sri Shukdeva Goswami continued, having heard this narration, the greatly fortunate Vasudev was completely struck with wonder. Thus he and his most beloved, blessed wife Devaki gave up all illusion and anxiety that had entered their hearts. Anyone who meditates on this pious historical narration with fixed attention will purify himself of all contamination in this very life and thus achieve the highest spiritual perfection. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 11th canto, 5th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Narad Concludes His Teachings to Vasudev. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So before beginning, I seek sincere blessings from the senior devotees present here, especially Her Grace Madhavi Mataji. She is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and I feel very awkward to be sitting here and speaking while, you know, a god sister of my spiritual master being present in the audience. So I humbly seek your blessings so that I can speak something and do this service, and also so many other senior devotees, Radha Gopinath Prabhu. So please seek their blessings. Here we are discussing, we have actually come to the end of the discussion that took place between Narad Muni and Vasudev and Devaki. So we know that the 11th canto starts with the description of how the Yadu dynasty was cursed by the Brahmanas because of mischievous behavior of some of the Yadu descendants, the boys with the saintly devotees. And then in the second chapter, it is described, second chapter of 11th canto, it is described that how Narad Muni, he visits, he is staying in Dwarka for a prolonged time while the Lord is still there. And one day he visits the palace of Vasudev and Devaki. And then seeing the presence of Narad Muni, then Vasudev and Devaki, in a great humble attitude, they worship him, welcome him, and then they inquire from Narad Muni. So in verses 8 and 9 of a second chapter, Vasudevji, he inquires from Narad Muni. Actually, he speaks his anxiety. He speaks that in one of his previous births on this earth, he mentions, I worshipped the Supreme Lord Ananta, who alone can award liberation. But because I desired to have a child, I did not worship him for liberation. Thus I was bewildered by Lord's illusory energy. He mentions, please instruct me clearly, so that by your mercy I may easily free myself from material existence, which is full of many dangers and keeps us constantly bound in fear. So here we see that Vasudev and Devaki, they are thinking themselves not very advanced in self-realization and thinking about themselves that they are very much grossed in this material existence and the incumbent dangers and the anxiety which the material existence causes. So they inquired in this humble, submissive attitude to Narad Muni, although that was not their situation, but in great humility they inquired that. And Narad Muni, he starts relating a narration which took place in a different time between King Nimi and Navayogendras, the nine sons of Rishabdev. And then the next three chapters, that is chapter number 2, 3, 4, and now this fifth chapter, there is a discussion of different questions asked by King Nimi to the Navayogendras and their answers in great detail. So we have discussed all those since last few months, and those who have missed that, they can rehear the recordings. So we'll not go into detail, because you know, even mentioning those questions and answers, it took such a long time for the main speaker and audience. So in conclusion, here Vasudevji, after describing all these narrations between King Nimi and Navayogendra, he mentions to Vasudevji in this verse that the Supreme Personality of Godhead descended to kill the demoniac kings who were burden of the earth and to protect the saintly devotees. However, both the demons and devotees are awarded liberation by Lord's mercy. Thus his transcendental fame has spread throughout the universe. So this is the translation of the present verse that we are going to discuss. And in these three verses we will discuss today, we will try to discuss topics as what is the purpose of Lord's descent and about his activities and fame. Then Vasudev and Devaki's giving up the anxiety and illusion or giving up their bewilderment about Lord Krishna. Purification in this very life and achieving highest spiritual liberation. That is the verse, the text of verse number 52 states that, which is the Phalashruti of this whole episode given by Shukdev Goswami. Today is also a very special day, is the disappearance day of Devananda Pandit, one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we have time, we will discuss something about that. So we see that this present verse, which says, Bhubharasura Rajanya Hantave Guptaye Satam, is very similar to what Lord Krishna speaks about himself in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, verse number 8. He says, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam. He mentions that the purpose of my descent in this material world is twofold. That is, to protect the devotees, saintly people, and to annihilate or destroy the demoniac. And in the purport, it is mentioned that someone may ask this question, that a doubt may arise, how the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends in this material world and why his activities are considered so glorious. The example is given of Putana. When Putana was killed by Lord Krishna, who was only 6 days old, after her death, her body expanded to 8 miles. This is extraordinary. No mortal human being can do that. And more so at the age of 6 days. But Lord Krishna did that. So if he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he can do anything and everything. So why glorify? So that is what the question is being raised here. So Krishna speaks again in this 4th chapter that Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvata tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. That my birth and activities are transcendental, they are not ordinary. And anyone who just understands them, he becomes free from this cycle of birth and death. He never has to return back again. So that is the speciality of the Lord's descent and his activities. That a person who just hears that and understands it will become free from all material anxieties, all material bondages. And Krishna says that how does he descend? In the 6th verse of the same chapter, Krishna says that Atma Maya, when he descends, Ajopi San Avyayatma, although he is unborn, Bhutanam Ishwaropi San, Prakritim Swamadhishtaya Sambhavami Atma Maya, that I descend through my internal potency, Atma Maya. So there is a mention of Maya, the internal potency of the Lord, and those devotees who were present yesterday, Bhagavatam class. So Pradyumna Mishra Prabhu, in great detail, he spoke about the Lord's energies, the Yoga Maya and Mahamaya, and distinguishing between them in terms of the purpose of these energies, Yog Maya and Mahamaya? What is their jurisdiction? Who are covered by these two energies? And what is the effect of their bewilderment, etc.? So, again, that was the whole class yesterday about just discussion on these two energies. Those who have missed it, they can hear it from ISKCON Desire Tree. Here we see that the Lord mentions in the previous verse, translation, the verse, it mentioned, Maya Manushya Bhavena, that the Lord descends as an ordinary, looking like ordinary human being. But is that so? Is he ordinary? No. We see that in the first canto, in the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, when the sages in the Naimisharanya forest, they were engaging in this prolonged yajna for the welfare of those who are going to come in Kali Yuga, all of us. So they were thinking about us and they were engaging in this ritualistic sacrifice. And when Sut Goswami appeared there, so they approached him with great veneration and they spoke to him, Tanna Shushushumana Nam Arhasya Anganu Varnitum Yasyavataro Bhutanam Kshemaya Cha Bhavaya Cha. That even hearing about the descent and activities of Lord's incarnation is beneficial, Kshemaya, and uplifting or liberating, Bhavaya. So, if that is the effect of just hearing about the Lord, so when he personally appears, yes, the effect cannot be different. So, the purpose of the Lord's descent, as confirmed by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, and again by this verse, is that the Lord, when he appears, apparently he may be killing demons, but that is also for their welfare. They are thinking about the Lord so much, but in an unfavorable way. So Krishna kills them apparently, but actually gives them liberation. And even to his devotees, he gives liberation. And not just liberation like the demons, but gives love of Godhead, as is mentioned in the purport. The Lord killed the demons not because he was envious of them, but in order to give them spiritual liberation. And, you know, the devotees, they get liberation by getting love of Godhead in his spiritual planets. And then we see here that in the next verse, Sukhdev Goswami mentions that having heard this narration, the greatly fortunate Vasudeva was completely struck with wonder. Thazi and his most blessed wife, Devaki, gave up all illusion and anxiety that had entered their hearts. So this whole discussion about the Lord's activities and the description of Bhagavad Dharma started because Vasudevji and Devaki were thinking that they are ordinary householders, bewildered by this material existence, so how can they be free? They were bewildered, thinking that we got an opportunity to have darshan of the Lord and we could have asked for liberation, but we asked for a child. So that's something, you know, which we should not have done. You know, how can we become free from this material existence, so to say? So they had this apparent bewilderment, and this, of course, this bewilderment was of thinking the Supreme Lord as their son. We see that I don't have, but many parents, they have the experience of bewilderment when the children are small. The children are growing, they are very you know, cute, sweet, they are very attractive. But when they grow up, that's very bewildering to the parents, because their children's real nature and character, activities and desires start manifesting. And the parents may question, is this my child? The same child who was growing, who was such a loving, cute baby in childhood, now these are his activities or her activities. Is this my child? So they are also bewildered. And here, Vasudeva and Devaki are also bewildered. And they are thinking, is this the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our child? And we are thinking in terms of just relationship of parent and child. So apparently they were also bewildered, but the difference is that here Krishna, he is appearing as ordinary, as mentioned in the previous verse, Maya Manushya Bhavena, but actually he is not ordinary. The parents, they feel ordinary children, they are ordinary children, to be very extraordinary when they are growing up. Some little thing the child does, you know, they make some drawing, and no one can make sense of that drawing, but such a wonderful painting or drawing, you know. So ordinary, but we think of them as very extraordinary. But here, Krishna is actually extraordinary, but appearing as a very ordinary human being. And we know that in Vrindavan, when he was growing up, so sometimes even Nanda Maharaj and all the other cowherd men, they were coming together and discussing, like there is this place called Nanda Baithak in Nandagaon. That place still exists, where many times all the cowherd men under the leadership of Nanda Maharaj, they would come and sit and discuss. So once they had a great discussion that this child Krishna is not ordinary. And everybody started speaking in so many ways that how he has killed such great demons and done so many extraordinary activities. He is not ordinary. And they started accusing Nanda Maharaj that you are behaving very, you know, not properly with Krishna. He must be Hari, Vishnu, or if not Narayan or Hari, at least some very big demigod. And you are behaving very bad, especially Yashoda. Sometimes she binds him, she chastises him, she chases him with stick. This is not good. You know, you should not do like that. And of course then Nanda Maharaj says, but you know, what kind of extraordinary child is this? You know, so when the thunderstorm comes, when the clouds thunder, so he starts running, starts crying and, tucks his head under our, dhoti or shawl, that, you know, please save me. So what kind of extraordinary child is this? So discussing like that, they started laughing very loudly, all of them. So the point is that Krishna may behave in very ordinary way, but he is extraordinary. So that is the difference between the bewilderment of the parents in this material world and the bewilderment of Devaki and Vasudeva. That they are thinking that he is Lord Hari, but we are thinking him as only a child. And we see that to be parent is not very easy. Many times some couples, they decide not to have children at all. Or at the most one. And then also they have to take so many parenting seminars and still sometimes are not able to be a good parent. So being a parent is not so easy, so how difficult it would be to be parent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we see that Devaki and Vasudev, they accepted that role and displayed great love and humility as the parent of the Lord. Many times people want to associate with great men to increase their own fame and to think at least that we are great because we are associated with this great person. Many times, you know, if some great person comes, some very great celebrity or something, so people want to take a selfie or a photograph with that person. I know someone, he was telling, so a person in a very high post in government. So he was telling that people, they just want to hang around us so that they can take some photograph and then they will sell us in the market that I know this person, I am a very close friend, I had a dinner with him, this, that. So point is, with that they want to increase their fame, their greatness. But here we see, when the Lord appeared after the penances of Devaki and Vasudev, they did not ask anything about themselves, but they asked to serve the Lord as parent. So generally, a conditioned soul in this world who has some little piety, they want to associate with the Lord in the relationship of father, provider. He will give me what I want. He will fulfill my desires, give me material benedictions. Or if the person is fortunate and by his experience of material enjoyment comes to the point of thinking that there is no point in all these things, please give me relief, please give me liberation. But in both the cases, the central point is me. Either it is my enjoyment or it is my relief. But the point is me. So in both bhukti and mukti, the central point is me. But here we see Vasudev and Devaki, they are free from bhukti and mukti. They are actually in the on the platform of bhakti. And they are asking the Lord that we want a relationship with you as parent. We will be your parent, you become our son. So that we can serve. So that is the difference between, the ordinary conditioned soul who may approach the Lord and Devaki and Vasudev. And we see that right from the beginning when the Lord appeared. So as we discussed that being parent is not so easy, and more so of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So right from the day one, there was unlimited anxiety for Devaki and Vasudev. When the Lord, even before the Lord appeared, they had to go through so much pain of seeing all the children being killed right in front of their eyes by demoniac Kamsa. And then when the Lord appeared, he was there only for few minutes probably with them. And immediately ordered Vasudevji that he should carry me across the river to Gokul. So right from the time when the Lord appeared, they did not want to enjoy in any way as parent. Yes, we are parents of God, you know, Supreme Personality of Godhead. No. They were in the mood of service. So Vasudeva immediately agreed, yes, I'll carry. And before the Lord left, as His Grace Deen Bandhu Prabhu was describing wonderfully just few days back, that before the Lord left, embarked on his journey from Mathura to Gokul, Devaki ji, she said, she thought that the Lord has just appeared. So they saw him in four-armed forms, and then as a child, and she is thinking out of her maternal love that he has just appeared and he has to travel. He must be so hungry. So let me feed him. And she feeds him. So both of them, right from the beginning, had the attitude of service only. And, you know, when the Lord appeared again after the Kamsa was killed and he came back, still, Vasudev did not think that a long gap was there between, when the Lord appeared and now he is again come. And now it's my time to have his association. Immediately he was thinking in terms of his duty as a father and to serve the child. He immediately sent him to Gurukul, right? So here we see that apparently they are bewildered, but actually they are not bewildered. They are thinking so intensely in the mood of how to serve the Lord as parents. And Narad Muni, he mentions that although you may be speaking like that out of great humility, so necessary that's a necessary qualification that you are parents. No wonder you are parents of the Lord, that you are so humble in displaying this wonderful sadhu qualities. He mentions that although you may be speaking like that, you know, give us instruction, but you are actually greatly fortunate to be related with Krishna as parents. And he mentions that what activities you have performed with the Lord, even the demons, unfavorably, they think of the activities of the Lord and they get liberated. So why are you feeling any anxiety about yourself? In this same chapter, in the few verses which were discussed earlier, so Narad Muni speaks to Vasudevji, "O greatly fortunate Vasudev, simply apply with faith these principles of devotional service which you have heard, and thus being free from material association you will attain the Supreme." And then he says, "Indeed, the whole world has become filled with glories of you and your good wife because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, has taken position of your son. My dear Vasudev, you and your good wife Devaki have manifested great transcendental love for Krishna, accepting him as your son. Indeed, you are always seeing the Lord, embracing him, speaking with him, resting with him, sitting together with him and taking your meals with him. By such affection and intimate association with the Lord, undoubtedly both of you have completely purified your hearts. In other words, you are already perfect. Inimical kings like Shishupal, Pauntruk and Shalva were always thinking about Lord Krishna, even while they were lying down, sitting or engaging in other activities. They enviously meditate upon the bodily movements of the Lord, his sporting pastimes, his loving glances upon his devotees, and other attractive features displayed by the Lord. Being thus always absorbed in Krishna, they achieved spiritual liberation in the Lord's own abode. What then can be said of the benediction offered to those who constantly fix their minds on Lord Krishna in a favorable, loving mood?" And then he assures that, "Do not think of Krishna as an ordinary child, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, inexhaustible and the soul of all beings. The Lord has concealed his inconceivable opulences and is thus outwardly appearing to be an ordinary human being." So he mentions that you may be speaking like that, apparently showing your bewilderment, but actually you are already perfected your life. And the whole world is glorifying you. While taking the name of Krishna, Vasudev, they are actually glorifying him as the son of Vasudev. Devaki Nandan, they are relating to the Lord as the son of Devaki. So he mentions that you are actually already perfect. But the devotees, in their humility, they actually take this position. Just these two questions that that Vasudevji asked, and for the benefit of all of us, such wonderful description has been given about the conversation between King Nimi and the Navyogendras, and that discusses the essence of Bhagavad Dharma and all the topics related to Bhagavad Dharma. And anyone who just absorbs these topics nicely, he can actually become free from the cycle of birth and death. So, in the next verse, then Sukhdev Goswami, concluding this chapter, he mentions that having heard this narration, the greatly fortunate Vasudev was completely struck with wonder, and thus he and his blessed wife Devaki gave up all illusion and anxiety that had entered their hearts. And then he mentions, anyone who remembers this narration, being completely purified of all contamination, will actually achieve the highest spiritual perfection in this life. And sometimes we may feel that is this possible, that in this lifetime the highest perfection can be achieved? Yes, it is possible. Otherwise, Sukhdev Goswami would not tell a lie here. Of course, but then there is a condition: being free from all contamination. And many times that is our problem. The conditioned soul is so much attached to their own plans, their own desires, their own ways to be happy, that we actually don't want to be purified completely. We want purification, but at a slow pace, so that while we are engaging in our devotional service, we also have our own ways of doing things, and we don't want to give that up. And that is the problem, or that is the obstacle in getting completely purified in this life. We want freedom from misery. We don't want any anxiety. We want to be free from any kind of suffering, even while executing devotional service. But we don't want freedom from the miserable condition of our consciousness, and that is being forgetful of the Lord. And so, you know, we are busy with our own plans and desires, and we don't consider the precarious situation that we are in, that any time death can come, are we ready for it? So we are not ready most of the time. At least I can speak about myself. And that is what is the need, that we should not just be anxious about becoming free from suffering and misery, but we should be actually concerned about our miserable consciousness, that we are not conscious of Krishna. In a very satirical, rhetoric verse, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, he mentions about this mentality. And actually, he is glorifying Vrindavan, and he says, "O brother, do you know for sure the exact time of your death? Or have you perfected some great Mahamantra for sake of preventing the advancement of powerful death? You think death will wait for you to finish all your tasks in life?" And then he says, "I think that the answer to all these questions is yes. Because you seem to confidently walk out of Vrindavan again and again to go elsewhere." So basically, these are the prayers, Sri Vrindavan Mahimamrit, composed wonderfully by Prabodhananda Saraswati, glorifying Vrindavan. And here he is actually glorifying Vrindavan, that no one should leave even a step out of Vrindavan at any time, because death can come at any time. And even leaving the body in Vrindavan, even any animal leaves the body in Vrindavan, they actually become free from cycle of birth and death. So what to speak of those who are engaged in thinking and chanting about the Lord and serving the Lord. So one may say that, so are we supposed to live in Vrindavan, leave our occupation, our home, everything and go and live in Vrindavan? Is that a suggestion? But it seems a very impractical suggestion. But, you know, in one lecture which was given some 42 years back, in 1975 in December, around this time, on 10th of December in Vrindavan, Prabhupada speaks, what is Vrindavan? He speaks, Vrindavan life means all attachment for Krishna. Mother Yashoda is attached to Krishna. Nanda Maharaj is attached to Krishna. The cowherd boys are attached to Krishna. The cows and calves are attached to Krishna. Radharani is attached to Krishna. The trees are attached to Krishna. The flowers are attached to Krishna. The water is attached to Krishna. This is Vrindavan. Vrindavan means the central attachment is Krishna. That is Vrindavan. So, if you can create that central attachment for Krishna, then it is Vrindavan. Then, you can create Vrindavan anywhere, any family, any society, any country. Just make the point of attachment Krishna, and it is Vrindavan. That is required. That is Krishna consciousness movement. So, while we may not be in Vrindavan, but there is a great hope that Srila Prabhupada is giving here, that if we just remember Krishna, if we just cultivate our attachment to Krishna in association of devotees, then it is very easy to make Krishna as our central point of life. And that is what Vrindavan is. So we can be in Vrindavan in our consciousness. And we see that to cultivate that kind of attachment, there is no need for having great learning. Today also happens to be the disappearance of Devanand Pandit, an associate of the Lord. But in his earlier life, he was known to be a great scholar and reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was living in Kulia, and whenever he would sit for reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, so many people would come from so many different places. He had so many students. And while he is reciting, the whole assembly, they would be reciting with him, or sometimes they would have their own copies of Srimad Bhagavatam and reading along with him. And he was very famous to be a Bhagavat Kathakar, Bhagavat reciter. And once Srivas Pandit, he was passing by from the place, the mutt where Devanand Pandit would stay. So hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he got attracted and he also joined the assembly and he sat. And when he heard the nectarian verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, he was so much absorbed in the thought of Krishna that he started feeling ecstatic symptoms. And in that state of consciousness, he started crying in ecstasy. That was his absorption in Srimad Bhagavatam, that he was completely unaware of his externals. But those who were in the assembly, they were not as absorbed in Bhagavatam, so they were aware of the externals. And they thought, Srivas Pandit, he is crying like this, so he is doing some drama, he is disturbing all of us. So these students, they gathered and they took Srivas Pandit and threw him out of the assembly. All this was being seen by Devanand Pandit and he did not speak anything. So he was supposed to be the reciter, he was supposed to be Bhagavat Kathakar. So he should have known what is the effect of Bhagavatam. So it is described, As foolish were the students, so was the guru also foolish. So he did not object and Shivas Pandit was thrown out. And when Shivas Pandit came into his external consciousness, so he felt very bad and became very sad that, you know, he was thrown out like that. And he went home. And then, so this all happened even before Lord Chaitanya appeared. And when Lord Chaitanya was performing his Mahaprakash Leela, Sat Prahari Leela, they say, at the house of Shivas Pandit, so he reminded Shivas Pandit, do you remember the day when you went to the house of Devanand Pandit and you were thrown out? So this happened even before the Lord had appeared. And he mentions to Shivas Pandit that a person who can't respect Bhagavat, the devotee Bhagavat, he will never understand and enter into the meaning of Srimad Bhagavat. And he says that this person, he'll always be out of the understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam because he has offended you. But later, some years later, there was this Vakreshwar Pandit, a great devotee of the Lord. He came to Navdeep, he came to Kulia, and the way he would chant Harinam and the way he would dance was so, amazing that so many people, they gathered just to see his chanting and dancing. And that continued for so many hours. And in the evening, it continued. And there was such a great crowd that Devanand Pandit also came to see. And when he saw that the crowd was increasing, so he took a cane and he kept the crowd away from the dancing of Vakreshwar Pandit so that he could dance freely in the Harinam. And then, after many hours of dancing, Vakreshwar Pandit, he actually fell unconscious on the ground. And as soon as he fell, Devanand Pandit immediately took him on his lap and cleaned his body, all the dust, took the dust on his own hand, on his own head, and relieved Devanand Pandit's exhaustion by fanning him with his own chadar. And in this way, by serving Vakreshwar Pandit, he actually became purified from the offense of offense that he committed to Shivas Pandit. And after a few years again, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Navdeep and he was meeting all the devotees, and so many people who had offended the Lord, but knowing that we considered this Nimai Pandit to be an ordinary person, but he is such a great devotee, he is actually having such great ecstatic love, and he is having this wonderful Harinam, Sankirtan all over. So they came to ask forgiveness. And in that, even Devanand Pandit came. And as soon as the Lord saw Devanand Pandit, he actually called him. And he said that you offended Shivas Pandit, but because you served Vakreshwar Pandit, who is a great devotee, you are free from that offense. And now you beg forgiveness from Shivas Pandit and you will be free from the offense. And then, yes, he took asked forgiveness from Shivas Pandit and then he was freed. And he actually became one of the closest associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's why we celebrate his disappearance day. So we see from this that to get love of Godhead, or to even have the remembrance of the Lord, the most essential factor is association of devotees, mercy of devotee. A person may be very good in his sadhana, but if he is alone, without any association of devotees, it is just a matter of time that he may give up his sadhana. And we know the example of Bharat Maharaj himself. He was such a great soul, almost on the platform of bhava, but because of lack of association, he gave up his practices. On the other hand, a person may not actually be engaged in any kind of devotional service, not chanting also. But if he just remains in association of devotees, it is just a matter of time that he will actually become purified and start engaging in the service of the Lord and become a devotee himself. And to some extent or the other, we all can think about ourselves as those examples that we never, at least I can think, we never wanted to become a devotee, but just association of devotees and now we are able to do so much. And this is what is, the life of the devotees actually spreads the fame of the Lord everywhere. As in the verse it mentioned that the transcendental fame of the Lord has spread throughout the universe because of his nature of his activities, that he liberates both the demoniac and the devotees. And we see that the fame of the Lord is still spreading everywhere thanks to Srila Prabhupada, that he in this wonderful way he has given the process of devotional service so easily by giving his books and the process of chanting the holy names Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. And even in his lifetime he spread the holy name all over the world, and Hare Krishna, the word, the mantra has become a household name everywhere. And just seeing the making parallels between Vasudeva and Devaki and Srila Prabhupada, actually sometimes we pray, or everyone prays to the Lord, that they be relieved or freed from all anxiety. Even while performing our devotional service, we want to do it in a very comfortable way. But here we see that actually devotees, they never are concerned about themselves. As Devaki and Vasudeva, they were not thinking about themselves. They were thinking how to serve the Lord in any situation. So the devotee prays that, give me some service, no matter if there is anxiety or not. And we see the same thing, Srila Prabhupada, giving that example from his own life, that especially this episode of Juhu land dispute. So Prabhupada, anyone would have been in his situation, at his age, he would have prayed to the Lord, remove this anxiety, you don't want this land, so give it up. But he said no. He prayed to the Lord, sit tight on this land and I will make sure that you will get this land. And your home will be, big palace will be made here. And it was just 40 years back that the temple was inaugurated, and in January next year, there will be a great 5-day celebration of 40 years of the temple opening. So we see that although, Devaki and Vasudeva were in bygone age so many years back, but we see the principle is the same, to serve the Lord, whether anxiety or no anxiety. And Prabhupada also, from his life, he has shown the same thing. And while he was present, he always was thinking how to serve the Lord, not thinking that I am related to the Lord, so how I become more important. But he always wanted to make Krishna the most prominent. So while he was preaching, no one knew him much. Everyone knew Hare Krishna all over the world. And even now, while he is not amongst our midst physically, but through his life, he is also spreading the holy name. And in next few days, this movie Hare Krishna is being released. So with that also, the name of Krishna is only spread. Otherwise we see that generally any other person, any film or any description about that person's life, the title would be his name. But here we see that Prabhupada, he is setting this perfect example in the consciousness of Devaki and Vasudeva, that always making Krishna prominent and seeing how to serve the Lord in any situation. And as Prabhupada mentioned that if we realize our fortune and stick to following the practices or the process that Prabhupada gave us in a very simple way, that is, just follow the four regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna without offending devotees, then in this very lifetime we can actually become purified and go back home, back to Godhead. So as the Phalashruti of this chapter is that if a person remembers these historical narrations, he becomes free from all contamination and can achieve the highest perfection in this very lifetime. So that is very much possible if we are ready to become purified. So we discussed these four or five points, that how, what is the purpose of Lord's descent and the bewilderment of Vasudeva and Devaki and how they became free from the bewilderment, and the highest perfection can be achieved in this very lifetime if we become purified by the process of devotional service. And then we little bit spoke about the pastimes of Devanand Pandit. So thank you very much for patiently hearing. I am sorry I went overboard time. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.